USA Radio News.
Tropical storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression as it crossed the Florida panhandle on its way north into Georgia. The storm has sent Florida homes toppling into the Atlantic Ocean and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm, which caused at least 4 deaths, was the first November storm to make landfall in Florida in 37 years and only the 3-on-1 record. There is an update with Artemis 1. Tim Berg has the latest.
NASA says it has found minor damage to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida following Hurricane Nicole. They say peak winds reached 82 miles an hour when Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. 3 below the maximum gusts NASA said the rocket could withstand. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
German lawmakers have approved a plan to keep the country's 3 remaining nuclear power plants until mid-April, extending their life beyond the originally planned shutoff at the end of this year. The decision comes as Germany tries to prevent a possible energy crunch this Wednesday due to cuts in fuel supplies from Russia over the war in Ukraine. Colorado voters have passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A cruise ship carrying nearly 5,000 passengers were forced to dock in Sydney after about 800 people tested positive for COVID-19. The Majestic Princess left New Zealand when, halfway through the 12-day voyage, guests began to fall ill. The cases are mainly asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic, according to the BBC. A federal judge has ordered sanctions against former President Donald Trump's attorneys over his handlings of a since-dismissed lawsuit brought on Trump's behalf against his 2016 Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. The sanctioned parties, 4 attorneys and their 2 law firms, were ordered to pay a $50,000 court penalty and more than $16,000 in attorney fees to one of the named defendants in Trump's suits. In the sanction order, the judge noted that the former president's suit, quote, was in its entirety frivolous, end quote. Tropical storm Nicole may have unearthed a Native American burial site in Florida after a group of people stumbled upon human remains. Since the burial ground is federally protected, bypassers are prohibited from digging up other remains and items from the tribe. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.